The Breeze, 94.5.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to coverage of the Boys State Basketball Tournament. Time now to turn our attention to Class B as Adams Central, the number 5 seed, will be taking on 4-seeded Elkhorn South here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for continuing coverage of Boys State basketball action. And this one should be a good one. There is some outstanding basketball talent on both sides of the court. Evan Lindblad, 6'6", and a senior. He's going to be the dominant force on the inside here for Adams Central. And they've switched to a zone to try to use his height to the inside. And they're certainly going to need that with the two-headed monster that Elkhorn South brings to town. Johnny Trueblood averages over 23 points per ball game, almost 24 per contest. Set a scoring record at the Heartland Hoops Classic earlier this season for Elkhorn South. And he is really kind of the key. Again, he's going to do what he does. From the Adams Central perspective and talking with their coaches before the game, they said that the key is actually to slow down Justin Costello. Costello averages about 12 points per ball game, but if he gets 15 or 20 points, it's going to be very, very difficult for Adams Central to get past Elkhorn South. And again, if Elkhorn South, they love to score in transition. They get about 70% of their points in transition, according to the Adams Central coaching staff, and that's what they want to make sure does not happen here tonight. They don't want the Storm to start rolling down the court very quickly and attacking with lightning-quick precision. So Adams Central is going to try to slow it down in terms of the fast break, but they want to score quickly when they do have possession of the basketball. Glad you could join us for coverage of the state basketball tournament. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters here from the Bob Devaney Sports Center when we come back right after this.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
Talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place.
I'd like to remind people, yes, construction work. We will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock, and drive-up window, and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy. 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's give you our starting lineups. And we'll begin, first of all, for Adams Central. They will be the home team on the scoreboard. And they'll start Garrett Sittner, who is a 6'1 junior. He averages 8 points and about 4 rebounds a game. David Boland, just a sophomore. He is 6'1. He averages 15.7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Kyler Wormstead, a 5'10 junior, averages 9 points, 2.7 rebounds. Cale Pleak is a 6'3 junior. Pleak averages 5.6 points and 5 rebounds a ball game. Evan Lindblad, the big man in the middle, he is 6'6 and a senior. He averages 9.3 points and 7.2 rebounds per ball game. And he's really kind of seen as one of the key elements here in terms of shutting things off on the inside for Adams Central's defense, as they'll be going 2-3 zone most of the game here against Elkhorn South. For this Storm, who come in with a record of 18-5 on the year, Jace Patras is a senior. He is 6'2". He averages 4 points and 3.3 rebounds. Michael Cardell will play center. He is 6'3", and a senior. He averages 5.5 points and 4 rebounds a game. Chad Carlos, a guard, 5'10", and he averages about 1 point per ball game and about 2.4 rebounds a contest as well. Johnny Trueblood is the big gun, though. He averages 23.4 points and about 5.5 rebounds a game. And Justin Costello, just a sophomore, he averages 11.8 points and 3 rebounds a contest for head coach Alex Bob. And, of course, Adams Central, their head coach is Zach Foster. Assistant coaches Zeb Noyd, Tom Schlechta, Nolan Samuelson, Garth Walbridge, and Chris Bartels. Those are your starting lineups. We're going to take one last break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, and then the tip between the Patriots and the Storm here in the Class B State Basketball Tournament here to Bob Devaney Sports Center. We'll take one last break. We'll be back with the tip right after this.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vaughn when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, and economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vaughn Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Keeping jobs in America is number one, and buying American-made products is the way to do it. Invest now in America and buy American-made handcrafted Amish-built furniture from Amish Furniture Outlet and bring American tradition to your home. Invest now in your home and future at Amish Furniture Outlet. Do your part today and buy American-made at Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Well, indeed, that's affordable at Amish Furniture. Outlet.
That's Amish Furniture.
Outlet.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And Adams Central, as we mentioned, they will be the home team. They're in their home white uniforms with the blue numbers, red trim, so representing red, white, and blue here for the Patriots. And Elkhorn South, it says South across the front. They have the old gold numbers and kind of an old-style font on them as well. Kind of a dark blue with the old gold down the side and handshakes going on. We're just about ready to get this thing underway here as Lindblad will be doing the jumping here against Trueblood. Trueblood will win the tip here for South, so the Storm has first possession. They bring in the offensive end, and Costello gives it away, top of the circle. They give it for Patras. Patras goes off. They kick on the left side. A little work there by Carlos. Carlos kicks top of the circle here for Patras. They give it off on the left wing here for Trueblood. Trueblood gave it away, gets it back, thought about the three. It would have been an NBA length there, but he'll kick it top of the circle here for Costello. Young Blood on that left side throws it in the lane. Little penetration here by Patras, and they'll kick it back out on the left side. Driving is Carlos. Carlos gives it on the baseline here for Trueblood. Trueblood drives the lane, kicks out right wing here for Carlos. Carlos gives it inside for Cardell. Cardell missed it, and Adams Central pulls down the rebound. They bring in the offensive end. On the run here is going to be Bolin. Bolin with a quick little jumper up and good. So Bolin with the first bucket of the ball game, essentially in transition, kind of a secondary break there, and the Patriots have the early 2-0 lead. With it here is Trueblood. Trueblood being stopped there by Bolin. Trueblood gave it away. Now Bolin knocked the ball loose, but Trueblood picks it up. He'll drive the lane. He'll scoop, take it off glass. It's good, and we got a whistle. There'll be an and one here. Strong drive here by Trueblood as he gets the first bucket of the ball game here for Elkhorn South. And the foul is going to be on Lindblad. And for Lindblad, that'll be foul number one. So Trueblood, opportunity to give South their first lead of the ball game, and that's exactly what he does with the and one. So Patriots will face a little pressure. Bolin brings it across the timeline, gives it left side for Sittner. They cycle through. They throw it top of the circle. Pleak has it. And Cale Pleak throws a backdoor cut off of Lindblad's hands. That's going to be an Adams Central turnover as it's picked up by the Storm. They're running out with it. And working here right side is going to be Costello. Costello with a quick little jumper. That's going to be no good. Rebound on that left side by Adams Central. A three in transition. It's going to be off the mark. Offensive rebound. Shot up. No good here for Pleak. Pleak can't get the second one to fall either. And just like that, Adams Central has to drop back on defense as it's rebounded. Ball has handed back out here for Costello. Costello kicks left side. Trueblood's going to fire the three. That's going to be off the mark, and we've got the ball out of bounds off the hands of Elkhorn South. A torrid pace to the early stages of this one, as Adams Central couldn't get the shot to fall just a little bit ago in transition. They trail it here 3-2 as we play now 2 minutes. And both teams just really like to run here. Bolin will give it off on the right side for Wormstead. Kicked out top of the circle here for Goldenstein, who checked in just a little bit ago. And now the basketball out here for Bolin. Bolin has his pass deflected, but Sittner tracks it down on that left side, throws it on the baseline for Lindblad. Lindblad back out to the right wing, and a little penetration going to be here by Bolin. Bolin, a little runner up and good. David Bolin, all 4 points here for Adams Central. And quickly, here comes Elkhorn South on the run here. Raskin with the pass out right side, and Patras will drain the three-pointer. For Jace Patras, he drains the three-pointer, and the Storm now has a two-point lead. This is their largest lead of the game. Bolin, top of the circle, picked up there man-to-man. South going man-to-man for the most part. Adams Central's gone 2-3 zone here early on, and Bolin feeling it, puts up the quick little jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebounded by Trueblood, and they get in the offensive end. A little trail running here, extra step by Costello, and Costello will turn it over here for Elkhorn South. So maybe going a little bit too quick. Patriots making a substitution. Connor Nelson going to check into the ball game. So it's going to be Nelson, Lindblad, Lucas Goldenstein, Sittner, and Bolin out there right now for the Patriots, who trail it 6-4 in the early stages, as we're about 5 minutes left to go here in quarter number one. Nelson will give the ball back out here for Sittner. Sittner gives it right side for Bolin. Bolin gets a little screen, but hedging through there is going to be South. He's working against the pressure there by Zane Anderson, who checked in. A little drive up and in. And Bolin is a man possessed right now as he knifes through there. Pass down low for Elkhorn South. Missed. Lindblad pulls down the rebound. And here come the Patriots on the run. A three-pointer for Bolin. Why not? That's why, because he missed it. And the long rebound is going to be picked up here by Trueblood. So Trueblood dribbles all the way in. Takes it off glass. Short. Offensive rebound. Shot going to be blocked by Lindblad. They're going to call a foul, I believe. And boy, that's going to be the second foul on Lindblad. And I thought it was clean. So Lindblad is going to be called for his second foul. He got a whole lot of basketball there. And it's going to be two free throws coming up here for Elkhorn South. But the big story is Lindblad is in foul trouble. And Trey Kinnebeck to the line to shoot a couple here for Elkhorn South. He got the offensive rebound, and now he has a point to show for it as he makes the first of two free throws. Lindblad going to check out with those two fouls as Cale Pleak checks back in. So second free throw coming up here by Kennebec. Kennebec's free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them. As he got that offensive rebound, and with the foul now, Storm with a 6-8 lead. Bolin driving off of a screen, kicks left side, three-pointer in the corner. Going to be a little bit short here for Adams Central, and rebound taken out by the Storm. They're on the run, and with it is Trueblood. Trueblood on the baseline, shut off. They'll work it back around the perimeter as Streaks will give it off here right side. Braskin will try the three, no good, and rebounded by the Patriots. Pat's on the run here as they get the ball back out to the rebounder here, Pleak. And Pleak now will set a screen as he gets it off for Bolin. Bolin drives on that left side, outside of the lane, kicks it now top of the circle for Nelson. Around the perimeter we go. Bolin gets it back. Bolin has the ball stolen away. Great defensive play there by Trueblood. Trueblood's going to drive all the way down, lay it up, and in. It hung on the rim, looked like it might come out, but Trueblood, after making the steal, makes the layup on the other end, and Elkhorn South now has a four-point lead with 3:14 to go in quarter number one. 10-6 Storm, as Bolin has it, and attacking him there defensively is going to be Streaks, and a three-pointer is going to be off the mark, and Adams Central will essentially turn the ball over out of bounds. So Bolin feeling it early, but that time he missed everything, and it goes out of bounds. 10-6, Storm with the lead and the basketball.
And True Blood gives it up here for Maraskin. Maraskin kicks in the corner right side for Cardell. Maraskin gets the ball back. He'll jump stop in the lane. Shot rolls around, and good. So Maraskin with a tough leaner there. He has his first 2 points of the game. Boland's going to drive. Dump off on the right side. A little ball fake there by Wormstead. He'll kick out here top of the circle for Pleak. Pleak, a little runner in the lane. Good. And Cale Pleak with the bucket. And just like that, True Blood gets it inbounded. Drives. Is fouled on the way to the basket. And he'll head to the line and shoot a couple more. Again, after a made bucket, doesn't matter. Elkhorn South does not care. They are going to attack. They inbound it, and they get right up court. It's not your traditional fast break, but they get it in so quickly, it really kind of has the same effect. And True Blood hits the first of two free throws here as the foul was called on Pleak. That was his first. So True Blood makes the first of two free throws, and now he has 6 points in the ballgame. Second free throw rolls around and is good. So he makes both of them. So now 14-8. Lead belonging here to the Storm. And the Patriots of Adams Central bringing the offensive end. Wormstead is picked up there man-to-man by Maraskin. And they'll turn it over. Adams Central turns the basketball over. And Maraskin gave it away. Get it back on the baseline. Throws it down in the lane here for Cardell. Cardell, he turns the ball over, and here come the Patriots. Bolin has it. He'll kick right side for Sittner. Sittner for three, and he hits it. So Garrett Sittner strokes in the three-pointer. And now Adams Central cuts that lead in half. They were down by six, now down by three. Minute 45 to go. Backdoor cut here for Cardell, who drives, and there's going to be a charge. Defensively stepping in there was Lucas Goldenstein, who made a great defensive play. And so the foul going to be whistled here on Cardell. That'll be his first. So Elkhorn South turns the ball over with that nice defensive play by Goldenstein. And the Patriots right now with a little bit of momentum and the basketball. Sittner will give it off on the left side for Bolin. Bolin, top of the circle, they get it out for Wormstead. Back out here for Sittner. Sittner's going to get a little screen, works to the top of the key, and he'll kick it off on the right side for Pleak. Pleak in the lane, backing in. Ball fake one way, steps back up, one-handed shot, hits the iron, no good. And it's going to be rebounded by the Patriots and then knocked out of bound by the Storm. Snagging the bound there for Adams Central is going to be Wormstead. And they has the ball knocked away by the Storm, but out of bounds. So the basketball still going to be possession here of Adams Central. So they'll inbound the basketball to Blindblad, who checks in. He'll kick the ball back out here for Sittner. Sittner with a three-pointer that's off the mark. Long pass up ahead. Storm on the run. That's Carlos. And Carlos took an extra step. So Elkhorn South turns the ball over. So the Storm are running. They're attacking. They're playing their game. But It has not worked out for them in the sense that they haven't scored a lot of points in transition. They've gotten to the line a few times because they were in attack mode. Wormstead kicks it off right side. Boland's going to fire a three. That's off the mark and rebounded by South. So South will give it to True Blood. He'll dribble, kick into the corner. Patras for three. That's no good. And rebound by the Patriots. After snagging the bound, here comes Sittner. Sittner throws it to Lindblad. Lindblad, great spin on the baseline. He'll take it off the glass and score. Evan Lindblad makes it a one-point ball game. And here comes South in attack mode. Carlos has it right side. And now they're going to slow it down with 20 seconds to go. South is looking for the last shot. On the bounce here is going to be Costello. Costello dribbling in the center jump circle here at the Devaney Center. 10 seconds left. Still has the dribble. Going to hand it off to True Blood. And the Patriots have to really extend. They're going man-to-man right now. And True Blood spins, has the ball knocked down, and it's going to be a foul here on Sittner. It was on the spin, or they're going to say he was in the act of shooting. He was going to put up a shot, but he had his back to the basket. I think maybe Johnny True Blood's getting a benefit of a call here as the foul is going to be whistled on Sittner. The free throw is up and good, and True Blood will make the first of two free throws. He now has 8 points in the game. So Sittner called for the foul. There is only 2.8 to go here. Second free throw is on the way. He makes both of them, does Trueblood, and the Patriots will inbound it. They get the ball up, and Wormstead from about 35 feet takes it off glass. His three-pointer is off the mark, and that will do it. We've got one quarter in the books, and at the end of one, it is 16-13. The Storm with the lead over the Patriots. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
KLIQ Hastings, The Breeze.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Husker Power Products broadcast booth here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Adams Central will have the basketball first here. St. Cecilia won earlier today. Don't forget, we'll have them tomorrow on our sister station, KKPR. Lindblad will drive the lane here off the inbounds play and get fouled in the act. So he'll head to the line, have two free throws. This will be the first trip to the line here for Adams Central. Trey Kinnebeck going to be called for the foul. And Lindblad steps to the line for the two charity shots here, trying to cut into a three-point deficit, and he misses the first of two. I'd say thanks to our presenting sponsors, including Buzz's Marine. Coming up starting a week from Saturday, Buzz's Spring Sales Event, March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue in Kearney. Second free throw is off the mark here for Adams Central, and Lindblad trying to fight for the rebound. He was the last to touch it as it goes out of bounds. So score remains 16-13. Patriots down by three, and long pass up ahead here for Trueblood. Pat's still in that 2-3 zone, and Trueblood kicks here top of the circle for Costello. Costello, he's going to fire an NBA three, and he hits it. Justin Costello drains the three-pointer. And just like that, it's a six-point lead here for Elkhorn South. 19-13. And top of the circle with the basketball, here's Connor Nelson. Nelson's pass going to be intercepted. Elkhorn South forces the turnover. They're on the run. They flip it to Trueblood. Trueblood high off glass. Shot's good. And there's a foul. So Adams Central turns it over. They get the ball up ahead to Trueblood. Trueblood hits the shot. Makes it an 8-point ball game. Trueblood already with 11 points in the game. And the foul here on the Patriots is going to go against, who did they get that to? Connor Nelson. So that'll be the first foul here on Nelson, and Trueblood finishes off the 3-point play. So the and-one opportunity turns into more points here for Elkhorn South, and they now have a 9-point lead. Patriots need to chip away at it here. They can't get it all back on one possession. Lindblad dribbles to the left side. He's going to try a tough turnaround jumper. That's going to be off the mark, no good. And South with the rebound. They're on the run as Costello, still driving, takes it off glass, and he'll score. Justin Costello with a defensive rebound, and then on the other end, able to drive in. And now Adams Central has to call the timeout. Patriots call the timeout, trailing at 24-13 with 6:47 to go here at the Devaney Center. We're back after this.
Get up to a $70 prepaid Visa card with your purchase of four eligible Cooper tires from your area CPI Mr. Tire. Built not just for the way you drive, but the way you live. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. But first, hurry to your area CPI Mr. Tire. This rebate card offer ends soon. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. As, again, this one's starting to get out of hand a little bit. Adams Central has got to find some way to slow down. And it's easy to say. It is hard to do. But they're going to have to slow it down either on the inbounds or just as they're starting to run here for Elkhorn South. Otherwise, they get this this running game going here for Elkhorn South, it could be a long night for Adams Central, who trails it now 24-11. That would be our Seeds to Success, brought to you by your Pioneer Seed representative, Craig Weegis. Pioneer knows more about your field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans. With Craig Weegis, your Pioneer Seed dealer, science with service, delivering success. Patriots have the basketball in the offensive end. Pleak has it, tries to throw it down low, and they turn it over. And that could be another thing that we mentioned here, turnovers for Adams Central. They're starting to mount a little bit here. They've got, I have them with eight turnovers so far here in the ball game. And again, would you turn it over against Elkhorn South? Even if the ball goes out of bounds, they're looking to run. They're looking to come at you right away. And some of those, they haven't had to inbound it. They've turned into points on the other side. True Blood, long pass down low. And we've got a hold called here on Elkhorn South. Nice pass from True Blood down low, but just as they were making the pass, the whistle blew, and it's going to be a foul here on the Storm. And the foul is, well, I'm not sure who they gave it to because it's not on the board yet. In any event, Sittner has it. He'll give it off right side. Boland will drain the three-pointer. David Boland with the three, and now driving up here is going to be Maraskin. Maraskin will kick, give the ball out here for True Blood. True Blood works it back around. Maraskin has it. Maraskin thought about the three, loses the basketball. Can the Patriots pick it up? Yes, they can. Great hustle there by Goldenstein to track it down. So South turns it over, and in the offensive end is going to come Boland. Boland dribbles between the legs, gets a little screen there by Lindblad, kicks it out now between the circles for Wormstead. Wormstead gives it back out for Boland. Boland's going to fire another three. That one is going to be well short. And rebounded by South. And they bring in the offensive end immediately. True Blood driving through, going to dish it in the lane. And there's going to be a foul there. And they're going to, I think they're going to call a foul after the play. Running into one of the Crusaders there was Trey Kennebec. The officials are having a discussion to see if there's going to be a secondary foul after the whistle blew to end it. As Kennebec ran over Boland, but they're going to determine whether or not there is actually a foul there. And they are going to give the foul to Kennebec. And so that's going to be after the fact. Kennebec is going to pick up essentially a technical foul here. And to the free throw line is going to be David Boland. So Boland will have a couple of free throws here as they call the technical foul. And they're discussing it over there on the sideline with Elkhorn South head coach Alex Baugh. The free throw is no good. So Boland has one more free throw here. He's got 9 points in the game. And the Patriots need to get points from whatever sources they can get them from as he does hit the second free throw. And Kennebec, as soon as Boland hit the ground, put his hands in the air, and that's all I really saw of that. So after the technical, here comes Adams Central. They'll get the basketball as well, and Sittner will give it in the backcourt here for Connor Nelson. See whether or not this kind of spurs things here as we got a reach called on True Blood. That'll be the first foul on True Blood here in the ball game. True Blood averaging just a little bit short of 24 points per ball game, and he's on pace right now. We got 5:27 to go in the second quarter. He already has 12. Boland has the basketball, brings in the offensive end. He's picked up there by Costello, and he'll float in the lane off the back of the iron. Shot's going to be no good, and we've got a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against the Patriots. And that's going to be on Lindblad. That is number three on Lindblad. So Lindblad picks up his third. That certainly is bad news for the Patriots as the 6'6 senior. I doubt we see him a whole lot more the rest of this first half. They're going to have to protect him with those three fouls with 5:18 to go in the second quarter. Front end of a 1-1 coming up here for Cardell. For Elkhorn South, and Cardell strokes in the free throw. So he hits the front end of the 1-1 to earn the bonus. And Cardell has his first point of the night. 25-17, Storm with the lead over the Patriots. And the second free throw is also good. Elkhorn South, 10-for-10 from the free throw line. Adams Central, 1 out of 4. And again, that's a little bit of South's game. They're going to attack. They're going to get to the free throw line more than most teams. And that certainly has been the case here as they've been to the line 10 times already and have 10 points to show for it. Right side, Wormstead. Wormstead's going to drive all the way to the baseline, has the ball knocked loose. Storm coming up with the steal, and then the Patriots going to commit the foul after Trueblood made the steal. That's an unmentioned part of the 24 points that Trueblood averages. He gets a lot of those because he'll force the steal and get a layup on the other end of the court. And he's a good free throw shooter where he's perfect in the game so far. So Trueblood now going to be stepping to the line for two more free throws. And his first one is up and good. 27-17. That was the front end of a 1-1, but he's been so automatic. I couldn't help but say he was going to shoot two. Perfect 11 from 11. Here are the Storm, and I jinxed them because they do miss the second one. Ball is being ping-ponged around, and finally coming out with it for the Patriots is going to be Pleak. Pleak gives it off here to Bolin. Bolin's going to drive all the way in. High off the glass. It's good. David Bolin will hit the bucket. And now he's got 12 in the game. And number 12, Maraskin, he's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. And coming up with the rebound is Bolin. He'll drive, dish it off. Penetration here by Nelson. Nelson's going to stop, kicking it back out for Bolin. Bolin, top of the key. Ball's going to be knocked loose. It's slapped around. Finally coming up with it is Pleak. And Pleak's going to slow it down a little bit, giving it to Sittner. Sittner has it left side with 4:20 to go here before halftime. 27-19, Storm with the lead. Adams Central with the basketball. Sittner gives it off on the right side, setting a screen for Bolin after he passed it to him. Nice pass down low. Bucket good for Goldenstein. Great pass by Bolin to set up Goldenstein, and Goldenstein will hit it. So he's got two here, and it's now 27-21. Ball being worked around the perimeter, and a little knife in underneath there by Maraskin. And Maraskin, with a friendly roll, gets that finger roll to go over the top of the edge and in. Bolin driving, floating, hitting the back of the iron, no good. Rebound taken out by the Storm, and they're going to be on the run, of course. Slowing it down, and now is going to be Costello. He'll give it to Trueblood right side. In the lane here for Maraskin. Maraskin, tough shot, and it's good. Jake Maraskin hitting back-to-back buckets here for Elkhorn South, and they push the lead back out to 10. They lead at 31-21, and the Patriots call another timeout. 3:19 to go here, third quarter, 30-second timeout for the Patriots. We'll take it with them. We're back after this.
My name's Jerry Bumgardner. I'm with the Crossroads Rescue Mission in Hastings and Kearney. The Crossroads Center Rescue Mission is in need of donations, and right now the greatest need at this time is perishable food, daily needs, toilet paper, soap, laundry detergent, any size donations, you know what, we can use it. If you want to drop off your donations to Crossroads, we're located at 702 West 14th in Hastings. God bless you for your donations to the Crossroads Center. Thank you. From all of us.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back here to the Vandy Center. At the end of one quarter, it's Battle Creek leading Bridgeport, 17-12. And that is our score update. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers right to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct. Just south of Sonic and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.net. That's their address online. Patriots working around the perimeter. Sittner has it. Gives it off right side. Bolin. He's going to fire the three. That's going to be no good. Rebounded by Trueblood. Trueblood in the offensive end drives, loses the ball. It's on the ground, and it's still being fought for, and finally coming up with it is going to be Boland. So Boland comes up with it after South turns it over. Boland brings in the offensive end. They throw it off left side. Three-pointer for the Patriots, well short, and Trueblood with another rebound. Trueblood comes up again, dribbles, bounces off of one defender, gives it off here for Maraskin. Maraskin gives off left side for Zane Anderson. Back to Maraskin. Maraskin steps through that 2-3 zone in the lane, and we're going to have a reaching foul called on the Patriots. So Maraskin again on attack will get himself to the free throw line as the foul is going to be called on Pleak. So Pleak picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. And Maraskin's free throw is a little bit short. Stop the presses. Elkhorn South has now missed two free throws. After hitting their first 11, they've proven themselves mortal. Second free throw is up and good. 32-21. Largest lead of the ball game here for the Storm. 2:24 to go in the second quarter. Top of the circle, Pleak has it. He'll give it off right side here for Wormstead. Back to Pleak. Pleak looking left side for Boland, but he'll dribble around instead of passing it to him, and now he'll hand the ball off for Boland. Boland long ways out. He's going to drive, floater, short, rebound tip, and Youngblood comes up with it after the miss. Youngblood will dump it back out. Transition three here for Anderson, and he'll hit it. And Zane Anderson strokes in a three-pointer in transition, and the inbounds pass is going to be stolen away by Streaks, and he's going to lay it up and in. Adam Central a little lackadaisical with the inbounds play, and now it is 37-21. Three-pointer in the corner for the Patriots, bounces around, and it's good. Wormstead hit it. They're going to say his toe was on the line, so Wormstead with a deuce over there. He couldn't have been on that line by a whole lot. Minute 27 to go as Wormstead will stop the bleeding just a little bit. 37-23, down by 14, a foul now on number 14, David Boland. Yeah, the reach, and again to the free throw line is going to come Youngblood. I said Youngblood, let's say Trueblood. And he'll have two because that's now 10 team fouls against Adam Central. So the free throw here for Trueblood hits the back of the iron and just dies there and then rolls in. And we've only seen Trueblood a couple games this season. He was at the Heartland Hoops Classic. And he put up a show that night. Second free throw, no good. And a lot of his points do come from the free throw line as he is always knifing into the basket. Ball rebounded, so in the offensive end here is going to come Wormstead, as Wormstead did pull down the rebound. And he'll play point guard, give it out now right side for Sittner. Sittner throws it for Boland. Boland kicks it out. Three-pointer on that left side for Pleak. Pleak's three-pointer is an air ball, and coming down with it is going to be South. Trueblood's going to drive, get it on the baseline. Here's Cardell, and Cardell will get a bucket and foul. Michael Cardell gets the bucket, and an and-one. Everything is going the way of the Storm. They lead it now 40-23. And Cardell with an and one. And his free throw here is no good. And the rebound went off somebody's foot. And they're going to say it's going to be Adams Central basketball. Well, Boland was out there also trying to get a hand on it. Was Chad Carlos. And I'm not sure if it was Carlos's foot it went off of. But that's what they're going to say. So it will be Patriot basketball. Could have gone off one more Storm player over there. Doesn't matter. Ball inbounded here for Boland. Boland's going to be picked up man-to-man by Justin Costello. Boland now going to kick left side for Connor Nelson. Nelson going to drive. Nelson jump stop in the lane. Pass knocked down. And Elkhorn South forces another turnover. Pass up to Trueblood. Trueblood drives and will score again. Johnny Trueblood just outrunning everybody. He now has 16 in the game. It's 42-23. And with the basketball, Connor Nelson. Nelson, between the circles, gives it off for Sittner. Sittner working against Trueblood. Sittner drives, spins, gets it down low, off the hands of the Patriot player, and there'll be a turnover as Pleat couldn't handle the pass. As Elkhorn South comes up with it, Trueblood's going to drive. 1 second left. Three-pointer up and good. Why not? Justin Costello drains the three-pointer with about 1 second left. Patriots can't even inbound the basketball, and everything's coming up for Elkhorn South. They have a 45-23 lead as we head to the locker room. Well, the Patriots have a lot of things to get straightened out. We'll talk about it when we return with the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up right after this.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0%, and the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop locally at Allen's Superstore. The You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Here at halftime, Elkhorn South absolutely red hot in that second quarter, outscoring the Patriots of Adams Central 29-10 in the quarter. And they now lead it 45-23. Here at intermission. So right now, things certainly looking good here for Elkhorn South. Also at halftime over in Class A, Bellevue West has a 36-14 lead over Omaha North. And elsewhere, it's Battle Creek leading Bridgeport. Last report we have on that game is at the end of the first quarter, but Battle Creek was leading it 17-12. Let's get you updated on all the finals that we've had so far today at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll begin in Class A, where Omaha South got past South Sioux City 68-34. Next up for them will be Lincoln Northeast after they upset undefeated Norfolk 61-43. Creighton Prep with a 67-55 win, and they'll take on the winner of North and Bellevue West, as we mentioned. So Prep rolled over Millard West. In Class B, we have the semifinals, at least three of the four semifinalists set up here. Second-seeded Beatrice with a 56-36 win over Plattsmouth. Sydney over Scotts Bluff, 65-63. Scotts Bluff had a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have won it. That fell just a little bit short. Gretna is next for the winner of this game, as the Dragons with a 60-38 win over Mount Michael. In Class C1, all four semifinalists are set. Winnebago with a 66-50 win over Wahoo. Next up for them will be Grand Island Central Catholic. The Crusaders ended the season for Shadron 46-37. We'll have that game for you tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So again, on KKPR, 9 o'clock will be the tip-off for Grand Island Central Catholic and Winnebago. Two other teams in the Class C1 from the same conference as Grand Island Central Catholic, as the Centennial Conference has three of the four finalists. It was Bishop Newman with a 50-23 win over Lincoln Christian. another Centennial Conference team. And SCOTUS will be next up for Newman. SCOTUS with a 58-53 win over Falls City in overtime. In Class C2, Freeman over David City Aquinas, 47-41. Next up will be Archbishop Bergen with a 56-49 win over Southern Valley. And St. Cecilia, no problem with Hardington Cedar Catholic. That game tomorrow night will be at 8:45 p.m. also on our sister station, KKPR Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as St. Cecilia rolled over Hardington Cedar Catholic. And I did not write down the score there, and now I feel like I got egg on my face, but I don't think the Blue Hawks trailed at all in the entire game as they rolled very comfortably, and we'll get that final for you here in just a moment. In Class D1, Bruning Davenport Chickley with a 59-37 win over Sutherland. It's Humphrey St. Francis 62-53 over Clearwater Orchard. And in Class D1 as well, Heartland over Bloomfield 65-46. And Amherst had their season ended by High Plains 60-42. In Class D2, Minotaur over Paxton 53-52. And Exeter Milligan ends the season for Wilcox Hildreth, a final of 49-40, so it'll be the Timberwolves taking on Minotaur tomorrow in Class D2. And it was exciting because Bertrand had the lead in the fourth quarter, the number 8 seed, but Bancroft Rosalie, the number 1 seed, did win over Bertrand 51-44. That was the game before this one, right here on the Breeze, 94.5. And again, the last game in Class D2 taking place over at Lincoln Southeast. That's Fall City, Sacred Heart, and Riverside. And we'll try to get you an updated score on that one as well. And again, St. Cecilia over Cedar Catholic, 67-50, as late in the game. Cedar did make it somewhat interesting. But again, St. Cecilia never in doubt as they dump the bench fairly early and they win it 67-50 over Hardington Cedar Catholic. So we got y'all updated on that. We're still totaling up some numbers and we'll take a look at those numbers when we continue with more of the Allen Superstore Halftime Show coming up right after this.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Haney's Auto Sales of Hastings has a great selection of used pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and visit with Mike today for a good deal on your next car, truck, or SUV. If you don't have it, he can find it. Haney's has been serving Hastings and the surrounding area since 1962, so it's a name that you can trust. Haney's Auto Sales, located at 1007 South Elm Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-2636. Haney's Auto Sales, clearly meeting car buyers' needs for decades.
Now showing at the Hastings Museum Theater, the largest digital 3D screen in Nebraska, D-Day Normandy 1944. An in-depth look at the battle, narrated by Tom Brokaw. Galapagos, Nature's Wonderland. Escape to this island paradise. Get up close with penguins, iguanas, and half-ton tortoises. And National Geographic's Mysteries of the Unseen World. Reveal what is invisible to the naked eye. Hastings Museum, life up close. For showtime, see hastingsmuseum.org.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top-quality late-model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's check the individual numbers here for Adams Central. Leading the way here in the first half is David Boland. He's got 12 points at intermission. Garrett Sittner has 3. Tyler Wormstad has 2. Luke Goldenstein, an offensive putback, he's got 2 points. Cale Pleak with 2. And Evan Lindblad, who's had some foul trouble, has 2 points here at intermission. Unofficially, 10 of 27 shooting for about 37%, and they're 2 of 14 behind the arc and only 1 of 4 from the free throw line here in the first half. For Elkhorn South, who has a 45-23 lead, they're being led by their All-State player, Johnny Trueblood. He's got 16 points at intermission and 5 rebounds. Justin Costello has 8. Jake Maraskin with 7. Michael Cardell, 4. Jace Patras with 3. Zane Anderson hit a 3-pointer. And Garrett Streaks, 2 points. Trey Kinnebeck also with 2 points. 14 of 22 unofficially from the field. Folks, that's 64% shooting in the first half. Unofficially, they're 4 of 9 from behind the arc, so they're shooting 44% there. 13 of 17 from the free throw line, so they're shooting 77% from the free throw line and 64% from the field. And right now, Elkhorn South has a 22-point lead. They lead at 45-23 here at intermission. So we'll bring it back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center from the start of the third quarter with Elkhorn South leading the Patriots 45-23, and we'll be back with the third right after this.
During my 23 years at Mary Lanning, I think many of the patients became my personal friends, and you can't do that in a big city.
I think it is the philosophy that Mr. and Mrs. Lanning left when they made the hospital. It's a philosophy where you work for the good of the patient. That's what you're trying to do.
It's about continuing to have a caring staff that provides very competent care. And I think that that's just continued on.
I think the common core that doesn't change is how we treat patients as a person.
I'm proud to have contributed to part of the history and hopefully carrying on the legacy and the values.
We all feel proud that we have been a part of that history.
Celebrating 100 years of inspired care. Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A couple more halftime scores for you. Battle Creek leading Bridgeport 24-23 at intermission. And it's Sacred Heart trailing Riverside 28-23. And with that whistle, we have the ball in play here. Elkhorn South with the basketball leading at 45-23. They'll shoot a three, and, well, they had a toe on the line. It is up and in as Patras will add to the lead here. As he strokes it in, top of the key, just had a toe on that line as they score about 6 seconds into the possession. Lindblad has it. Will turn around. That's a tough shot, but he hits it. Evan Lindblad outside the lane, a little fadeaway. He's got 4 in the game. And quickly, here comes Costello. Costello gives it for Trueblood on that right side. 47-25. Costello gets it to Trueblood. Trueblood rolls it back out. And driving in that lane, flipping it up is Cardell. Cardell can't get the shot to fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Lindblad. Lindblad in the offensive end, giving up ahead here for Bolin. Bolin, little floater, no good. And coming up with it is going to be Elkhorn South. Costello is going to throw it down low in transition, and shot no good. Goes a little bit too strong there. Carlos trying to track it down. It's going to be picked up by the Patriots, and saving it over his head is Bolin. And Bolin's able to get out to Lindblad for the strangest rebound you're probably ever going to see. In transition, Wormstad, he's going to fire a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound in underneath, tipped around, and Evan Lindblad will make the putback. So Evan Lindblad, who's got some foul trouble, scores here. Trueblood in transition, gets the long pass, and he'll drive, get himself to the free throw line as he was fouled. And that's going to be a foul on Cale Pleak. And for Pleak, that's foul number 3. So, again, Trueblood to the free throw line. And he's going to get squatter's rights there. He's been on the line so much tonight. As he has had 8 free throws, now 9 free throws so far here in the ballgame. And he's made 8 of the 9, 7 of the 9. He missed that one. And he does make this one. So one out of two that time is True Blood. And then the offensive end is Sittner. Sittner throws it top of the circle here for Pleak. Pleak will fake the pass off of the screen. Now gives it left side for Wormstead. Wormstead doing direct traffic. 5 second count going on. He'll dribble. No, reset the clock. Lindblad gets the ball to him in the lane. He'll take it a little bunny hook. Shot's going to be no good. And rebounded by Elkhorn South. South, of course, on the run as they'll dish in the corner. Here's the three-pointer up and good for Carlos. So Carlos will stroke in the three-pointer in transition. And now the lead is 24. 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. Lindblad will set a screen, but the ball's being worked around the perimeter. They'll give it off on that right side. Another screen here for Bolin. Bolin has it stolen away. Elkhorn South comes up with the steal. They're on the run, slowing it down now. Going to be Patras. Patras gives it in the lane here for Carlos. Carlos has it blocked by Lindblad, and then Lindblad will pull down the basketball. So now penetration in the lane here for Pleak, but he'll kick it back out for Lindblad. Back out top of the circle, and Sittner will hit a three. Garrett Sittner will stroke in the three-pointer, and it's now 51-30, 21-point lead for Elkhorn South, and they've got the basketball. True Blood will give it off right wing here for Patras. Patras, he's going to shoot the long two-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound up and in for South. Snagging the bound is Kennebec, as Kennebec will make the putback. So on the dribble here is going to be Bolin. He'll fire a three. No good. And rebound by True Blood. True Blood then has the ball stolen away. They're asking for a timeout, and they're going to get it. Great play there for the Patriots, as not only knocking the ball loose and then falling on it is going to be Bolin. And then Bolin gets the timeout. This timeout comes with the Storm leading at 55-30 with 4:41 to go here in the third. We're back after this.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Sponsors, including Mary Lanning Healthcare, celebrating 100 years of inspired care, and Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters in Hastings. After that great effort, David Bolin will get the basketball inbounded to him. He'll give it to Lindblad in the offensive end. Tosses it out here for Goldenstein, and they'll kick it right around the perimeter. With it is Nelson. Nelson, they look inside here for Lindblad. With the dribble is Sittner, and they'll throw it between the circles here for Connor Nelson. Nelson dribbles to the elbow. He's going to kick the ball back out here for Sittner. Sittner working against True Blood. Kicks top of the circle for Bolin. Bolin's going to drive. Dish over on that left side. Sittner's open for the three. Can't get the shot to fall. At the rebound is going to be pulled down by Adam Central. Nice job there keeping it alive. And then the three-pointer as they work it around, as Sittner will stroke in the three-pointer. Well, good work there getting the rebound by Goldenstein. So Goldie pulls down the rebound and keeps that alive. With the left side streaks for Elkhorn South, who made some substitutions during the timeout. Between the circles, Maraskin has it. Maraskin drives, might have gotten away with a walk. A loose ball as it's tipped around, going to be picked up by Bolin. Bolin, long pass up ahead for Sittner. Sittner, a three in transition. That's going to be an air ball, but the outlet pass is going to be intercepted here by Sittner. So Elkhorn South had it momentarily, but they turn it over. So Patriots with the ball back here, down by 20. And with the ball is going to be number 20, Connor Nelson. They work it inside for Lindblad. Lindblad, a little fade away on that left side. That shot's off the back of the iron, no good. Another rebound by Goldenstein. And they'll get the ball back out here for Lindblad. So Lindblad hands it off. Dribbling between the legs is Bolin. Bolin top of the circle. Gives it off left side for Sittner. Sittner working against streaks. 5 second count going on. Now he'll dribble. Counts off. They give it right side here for Sittner. Inside for Lindblad. Lindblad has a shot blocked, but they're going to call a foul on Trey Kennebec, and that's going to be his third. So two free throws coming up here for Evan Lindblad. A rare trip to the free throw line here for the Patriots. They're 1 of 4 from the line. Elkhorn South is 14 of 19. They've been the aggressor. But Lindblad right now will have 2 free throws with 2:44 to go here in the third quarter. Reminder for you that presenting sponsor of Boys State Basketball includes Buzz's Marine. Buzz's spring sales event is March 21st through the 28th at Buzz's Marine on South Central Avenue in Kearney. And the free throw is good for Lindblad, so he now has 7 points in the game. Bolden leads the way here for the Patriots. He has a dozen. Second free throw is up and good, so he makes both of them, and Lindblad will come out. As, again, they need to protect him just a little bit. He's got those 3 fouls. He's not picked up any fouls so far here in the second half. We have 2:44 to go in the third, 53-35. And the Patriots will pressure the basketball, but they handle it as Maraskin has it across the timeline. He'll give it to Streaks on the baseline. Streaks down low, had the ball go off the hands of Sittner, and Sittner trying to make the case that it went off of Streaks' foot. The official standing right there says, nope, it's going to be South basketball, and they're going to throw it in on the baseline. Costello to trigger it in, and they'll get the ball out for Maraskin. Maraskin top of the circle. Costello for 3, and he hits the 3. That's been the kind of the story of the night here as Elkhorn South shot 64% in the first half, and they continue to be hot here. With the basketball is Nelson. Nelson has used up his dribble. Now the pressure really comes, and he'll hand the basketball deep between the circles. Now gives it left side here for Wormstead. Wormstead working against this man-to-man. South has been man-to-man almost all night. Connor Nelson's going to drive. His shot goes off the back of the iron. It goes out of bounds, and last to touch it there was Cale Bleek. So Adams Central will surrender the basketball as it goes out of bounds. Lindblad going to check back into battle, and so is David Bolton here for Adams Central. With a minute 56 to go in the third quarter, down by 21. And South with the basketball. They'll get it up to 21. Cardell has it. Back pass in the backcourt, and then South wasn't sure they were going to get across the timeline in time, so they call a timeout. Elkhorn South takes a full timeout here, leading at 56-35 with a minute 46 to go in the third. Back after this.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ, all-wheel drive, blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A little bit of perspiration over there by the Adams Central sideline where they were talking, so they got to mop that up here a little bit. And it gives us a chance to give credit to our presenting sponsors, Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters here in Hastings. As the ball is going to be inbounded here for South, and they dribble into some trouble there, and they somehow pass it out of it. As Maraskin is able to get it off for Streaks. And they get the bucket. As they pass it up to Cardell, and Cardell is able to hit it. So great ball movement by Elkhorn South again. Holy cow, they are looking very, very good. With the dribble, here's Wormstead, and he'll give it off right side. And Bolin hits the three-pointer. David Bolin now with 15 in the game. Dribbling in underneath in transition, Maraskin. And Maraskin with a reverse layup in traffic. That's a highlight reel move as well. A little spin move, and we're going to call a little touch foul here on Elkhorn South. That'll go against Garrett Streaks. And that's just the second foul of the second half here against the Storm. And the first of the game here against Streaks. Boland's going to throw it into Lindblad. Lindblad working the baseline now. Loses the basketball, has to track it down, gets it back. He'll kick it top of the circle, and Connor Nelson will fire a three. That's going to be no good, and the rebound is going to be knocked out of bounds by Adams Central. Goldenstein fighting for the basketball, couldn't put his paws on it, and it will be south ball, but it allows the Patriots to put on this full-court press. But South has handled it. They'll give it for Justin Costello. Costello and Patras working in the backcourt across the timeline to get it to Cordell. Cardell gives it off for Patras. Patras between the circles now. Costello has it. And they'll give it off on that left side. True Blood on the dribble. True Blood gets a screen. Backs up. No 5-second count going on. 30 seconds to go here. Late in the third quarter. 38-60. Storm with a 22-point lead and the basketball. And just playing keep away with the dribble is Johnny True Blood. True Blood still working the clock here. Now with 16 seconds left. Near midcourt. And they look to hedge out with him. Lindblad puts a little pressure on. And Boland pressures him as well. Trueblood drives, passes it in underneath. And an easy gimme bucket there for Cardell. Cardell hits it. And the inbounds pass going to be slapped away. It goes out of bounds now with 0.5 to go here in the third quarter. And they're not going to risk a cheap foul here for Evan Lindblad. With 0.5 to go, he's going to come out. They don't want him to pick up a foul. And they're going to say it was off of Adams Central. So the Patriots turn it over. They give it to Trueblood. And Trueblood drains a three on the top of the key. Well, just like that, everything, absolutely everything, coming up Elkhorn South's way. And they lead it 65-38 as we head to the fourth quarter right after this.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Buzz's Marine is transforming their showroom into a summer oasis March 21st through the 28th. Check out Buzz's huge selection of boats on 6.5 acres and get ready for the boating season. Take advantage of huge rebates, extended 5-year warranties on Yamaha outboards, and register to win prizes. Join Buzz's at their spring sales event March 21st through the 28th. Buzz's Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer. 5th and Central, Kearney. Visit buzzesmarine.com for more details.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, right now over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, Bellevue West leading Omaha North comfortably, 49-27 as they head to the fourth quarter. And that's the only other game that's in the fourth as well. And we'll update the rest of them for you as things go here. Patriots will have the basketball first as we start the fourth quarter. They're trailing it now 65-38. Ball in the offensive zone. Here's Wormstad. Wormstad, they pressure him. They give it to Lindblad. Lindblad outside of the lane. Will turn around. Jumper going to be a little bit short. And rebound taken out by Elkhorn South. Costello with another rebound. And they throw it in the lane. Driving, shooting, scooping, and scoring is going to be Maraskin. So Maraskin will push that lead out to 29. Boland's been hot. He's in the lane. Puts up a little floater. No good. And rebound taken out by Costello. Costello pulls down the bound, and they'll kick it back out. Here's going to be a three-pointer by Maraskin, and you can guess the result. Maraskin strokes in another three-pointer. It's a 32-point lead right now for Elkhorn South, 70-38. And with the basketball here is going to be Pleak. Pleak gets a little screen from Lindblad, but he picked up his dribble a little bit too soon, so he couldn't really use it. So Lindblad gets the outlet pass, and they'll reset the offense. Wormstad drives to the lane, floats, is off the mark, trying to get the rebound, can't get there, and it goes out of bounds. That'll be another air ball. It goes out of bounds, and he was trying to track it down, but Elkhorn South screened him away from the ball, and so the ball belongs here to the Storm. Patriots making a couple of substitutions. Checking in is Dylan Steinkruger. Lucas Goldenstein's going to check into the ball game as well. And we'll see when Zach Foster decides to concede here, because the Storm has a 32-point lead, 70-38. with 6:42 to go. And Trueblood's going to drive, scoop, misses it, fighting for the rebound. It's tipped around. Finally coming up with it is going to be Goldenstein. Goldenstein will end the possession and bring in the offensive zone. They give it off your left side for Sittner. Sittner snaps it to Lindblad, who was setting a screen. He just noticed the ball in time to keep it alive, and they'll give it off for Steinkruger. And with the dribble here is going to be Sittner. He'll give it top of the circle for Bolin. Bolin looking inside for Lindblad. They have to lob it. Help comes there. Lindblad will save it as it goes off the hands of South and out of bounds. He wanted it on a little bounce pass down low, but they had to lob it over the top. And when that happened, South doubled on Lindblad, and he was lucky to even be able to save it. And the inbounds is going to be kicked by South. Trueblood, apparently a pretty good soccer player, too, because he towed that one pretty effectively. Sittner going to inbound it. Trueblood, 20 points in the ball game. The inbounds missed on the shot, but Sittner with the offensive rebound. So Garrett Sittner makes the putback after the missed on the inbounds as they were trying to get the ball inside for Wormstead. Off of a screen with the ball here is going to be Trueblood. Trueblood's going to slow it down, gets another screen, takes the top of the circle. He's just going to dribble around with it and milk the clock a little bit, leading it by 28, 70 to 42. But Lindblad staying out there on Trueblood. Trueblood will drive, dish out for Costello. Costello still working it. He's got it top of the circle. He's going to drive. He's going to scoop. It's back the iron, no good, and rebounded by Goldenstein. So Goldie pulls down another rebound here as Elkhorn South couldn't get the shot to fall, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound for Elkhorn South. They shot a three-pointer in transition, essentially, and being held is going to be Sittner, and Costello's called for the foul. And Elkhorn South making some substitutions, getting some fresh legs out there because they anticipate needing those legs tomorrow. So they're going to make some substitutions as Trueblood's out of the game. I doubt very much we see him checking back in. Ball's inbounded. Sittner gets it around to Lindblad. Lindblad drives, is hit on the arm, and now we'll head to the line. So Evan Lindblad will try to cut into a 30-point deficit. It's 70 to 40. And Lindblad's free throw is up and good. So Lindblad hits that. He's got 9 in the ball game. Senior bends the knees. Now he has 10 as he makes both free throws. And South will dribble it up. Here's Justin Costello. Costello gives it off left side for Sid Hoffman, who checked in for the first time. Hoffman gives it on the baseline for Chase Denton. Ball knocked loose. Costello can't come up with it. Rolls out to South, however. And in an open area, hitting the shot is going to be Zane Anderson. So Zane Anderson is able to hit the shot there. And the lead back out to 30. On the baseline, Sittner. It's an air ball. A little bit short. Rebounded by Anderson. And here comes South as they're running again. They kick it back out here for Costello. Costello gets it for Denton. Off the right side, off of a screen with it is Zane Anderson. And they're going to call an offensive foul here on South. So Elkhorn South will turn the ball over. And checking in for the Patriots is Kyler Wormstead and Brady Binder going to check in as Costello will come out. So for South, all their regulars are out of the ball game right now, up by 30 with 4.5 to go. Bolin still playing for Pride. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. David Bolin strokes in the three-pointer. He's got 18 in the game. Sittner has 11, and Lindblad has 10. So on the right side with it is Binder, and Binder a little bunny hop. He'll turn the ball over. Well, right now, unofficially, I have Elkhorn South shooting still about 62% in the ball game. Three-pointer here for Adams Central. They miss it. Offensive rebound by Bolin, and Bolin will make the putback. He got on the baseline, and he's able to stroke it in on the baseline. And we're going to have a timeout taken here by Elkhorn South. 72-47. Storm with the lead over the Adams Central Patriots. We're midway through the fourth quarter, and we're back after this.
Keeping jobs in America is number one, and buying American-made products is the way to do it. Invest now in America and buy American-made handcrafted Amish-built furniture from Amish Furniture Outlet and bring American tradition to your home. Invest now in your home and future at Amish Furniture Outlet. Do your part today and buy American-made at Amish Furniture Outlet on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road in Grand Island.
Buy one of tea that's affordable at Amish Furniture.
That's Amish Furniture.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Elkhorn South, very impressive offensively. I have them shooting about 63% here in the ball game, as they lead it 72-47, and they've got the basketball. They'll toss it in here for Sid Hoffman. 72-47 is our score, and driving the baseline. Shot missed there by Denton, but an offensive rebound by Denton, who will kick the ball back out here for Bender. And it's going to be a turnover here on Elkhorn South as they'll lose the basketball. So in the offensive end is going to come Bolin. Bolin off left side. He'll get the basketball over here to Wormstead. Back to Bolin on that right side. Bolin's going to penetrate. Kicks it out here for Steinkruger. Steinkruger on the baseline shut off, so he'll get it out for Dawson Eckhard. Dawson's going to drive right side, and he'll float and score. Nice little drive there by Dawson Eckhard. He has his first 2 points of the night. Left wing with the basketball is going to be Bender. Bender gives it off on the right side here for Hoffman. And extra pass down low for Bender, and Bender with a catch and a shot off glass. Holy cow, all of them are doing it as he hits that one. So the Patriots get the ball in their end of the court. Wormstead, right wing for Bolin. Off of a screen, they'll get it back out for Wormstead, who will fire a three. That's going to be no good. And rebounded by the Patriots. Nice rebound in underneath by Goldenstein as they work the ball back around here. And the pass out there for Eckhart. Eckhart nearly knocked down but is able to dribble up. Puts up a little runner there. That's going to be missed and rebounded by Bender. So Bender pulls down the rebound. And we'll get the basketball over here for Hoffman. Hoffman gives it off right side for Bender. Bender stops and will pop at top of the circle. Now left side for Anderson. Anderson's going to fire the three-pointer. That's no good. And we got a foul on the rebound. Are they going to say it's just out of bounds? They're just going to say it's out of bounds. Patriots making a couple more substitutions here. Checking in is going to be Josh Pfeiffer for the first time. And also Ben Cabasa going to check in as well. So some of the Patriot players, including Bolin, getting a nice little round of applause. Elkhorn South fires the three-pointer. Going to be no good. And rebound taken out by Eckhart. So Eckhart pulls down. Three-pointer on that right side for Steinkruger. And Steinkruger's three is no good. As the ball goes out of bounds on the rebound, they're going to call a push as well. Just the second team foul here on the Patriots with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the Patriots are going to send in Cole Spady as well. So Spady will come in. And Lucas Goldenstein going to come out. Lindblad's out of the ball game. Nelson's out. Sittner out. We mentioned Bolin being out earlier. So the regulars, for the most part, out of here for the Patriots. As they'll start to reflect on what has been an excellent basketball season, they're going to end their year at 21-5. A jumper there on the left side for Elkhorn South, trying to track it down, is going to be Matt Slominski. And Slominski will knock over the water brought out there by the water boy, and he'll make a bit of a mess of it. So it's going to be Adams Central basketball in the offensive end. Here's Steinkruger. Steinkruger gives it off on that right side for Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer's going to drive, and Pfeiffer's going to head the line and shoot a couple. So Josh Pfeiffer, the 6'3 senior, with a chance to score here at the state basketball tournament. As he'll have two free throws. With a minute and a half to go, it's now 74-47, and Pfeiffer gets a nice round of applause, especially from the student body. His teammates also give him a nice little high five there as he's all smiles, as he rightly should be. Most folks don't get a score at the state basketball tournament their senior year or any other year for that matter. Second free throw for Pfeiffer is up and hits, rolls around, and he's got two in the game. So Pfeiffer hits both free throws. He's got two in the contest, And it's now 74-51. And ball in for Sid Hoffman. Hoffman for Elkhorn South has it across the timeline. Dribbles behind his back, throws it between the circles here for Zane Anderson. And they'll work it back around with it again as Hoffman on that left side. Throws it in the corner. Little penetration flip in underneath for Slominski. Slominski will get a bucket and a foul. Well, they have ingrained that ball movement at Elkhorn South, and it certainly works because Slominski got the ball after that baseline drive, and now he'll have a chance for the three-point play. So an and one here for Slominski, and the free throw is going to be no good. And tracking down the rebound is going to be Cole Spady, and Spady then has the ball knocked out of his hands by Elkhorn South, but Spady with the defensive rebound, and now he'll bring the ball in the offensive end. Dribbles across the large end here at the Devaney Center, and he'll throw it off on that sideline on the right side here for Ethan Lang, and Lang will give it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer dribbles, and we'll just flip the ball out here for Cole Spady, and we're going to have a moving screen called on Pfeiffer. So Pfeiffer is called for the foul, and with that, 25-point game, now with 50 seconds to go. On the dribble is Bender. Bender will kick off on the right side for Sid Hoffman. Back around the perimeter. Bender now has it again. And his pass is going to be deflected, but picking it up is going to be Evan Boats. Boats kicks the top of the circle here for Zane Anderson. Anderson drives. Shot's no good. Rebound is tipped out by Elkhorn South, and it'll go out of bounds. Well, late in the game, Elkhorn South has missed some shots, and that is going to diminish a phenomenal shooting night tonight. When the game was in question, they shot over 60% all night. In fact, at one point, I had them being 66%. Across the timeline is going to be Spady. Spady has his pass deflected, and then it's going to be stolen away. With the steal here is Hoffman. Hoffman's going to lay it up and in as he'll come up with it. Now 8 seconds left. Spady's got the ball back. Spady across the timeline, off of a screen, float off glass, no good. Rebound in the lane, they can't come up with it in time, and that will do it. Adams Central battled from beginning to end, but the Storm had the answers all night, shooting phenomenally, as unofficially I have them in the game, shooting over 60% during regular competition. They finished at 57% on the game. And they are able to outscore the Patriots 78-51. We'll take a look at the numbers, get you recapped with everything that's happened today at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. We'll do that when we begin the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show coming up right after this.
Get up to a $70 prepaid Visa card with your purchase of 4 eligible Cooper tires from your area CPI. Miss, not just for the way you drive, but the way you live. Life's a road trip. Come on, let's go. But first, hurry to your area CPI Mr. Tire. This rebate card offer ends soon. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
CPI Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
You wouldn't think it could get any better, but it just did. At Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Hastings. Now through the end of Truck Month, with your purchase of a new Ram, we will give you 3 years of maintenance free. That's right. The oil changes are on us for 3 years when you buy during Truck Month. Huge discounts, rates as low as 0%, and the maintenance plan. Only at Great Plains Chrysler Dodge North Highway 281 in Hastings.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Talking with Tom at Burt's Pharmacy. Tom, it looks like there's some construction going on around your place.
like to remind people, yes, construction work, we will have a new facility, but however, the drive-up window is still open, and we are still open. If you come off of 14th Street now instead of Bellevue, the drive-up window is still open. So we remind people that we offer deliveries every day till 6 o'clock and drive-up window and free mail-out. Just some of the services we offer here at Burt's Pharmacy, 1021 West 14th Street, 462-4466.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. A final look, Horn South 78, Adams Central 51, as the Patriots will end their year 21-5 on the year. Let's get you updated with what has happened here so far at the Nebraska State Boys Basketball Tournament. We'll do this somewhat chronologically. In Class A, it's Omaha South with a 68-34 win over South Sioux City. They'll take on Lincoln Northeast, a 61-43 winner over second-seeded and undefeated Norfolk. An 18-point win for Northeast to end the perfect season for Norfolk. Prep with the win over Millard West, 67-55 in a game that was closer than that. Bellevue West with a 70-53 win over Omaha North. In Class B, it's Beatrice who will be taking on Sydney in the semifinals. The Orangemen with a 56-36 win over Plattsmouth, and Sydney over their fellow Westerners from Scotts Bluff, 65-63. And elsewhere in Class B, Gretna with the win earlier, 60-38 over Mount Michael. So the Dragons will take on Elkhorn South, who was a 78-51 winner over the Adams Central Patriots. In Class C1, Winnebago crashing the party from the Centennial Conference. They're the only non-Centennial Conference player still left in Class C1. Winnebago with a 66-50 win over Wahoo. They'll be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic tomorrow morning. A 46-37 win for the Crusaders over Shadron. We'll have the game for you on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, beginning at 9 a.m., Grand Island Central Catholic and Winnebago. In the other semifinal, a couple of Centennial Conference teams. Newman will be taking on SCOTUS. Newman had the win over Lincoln Christian, 50-23. SCOTUS over Fall City in overtime, 58-53. In Class C2, Freeman had no problem with Aquinas Catholic, 47-41. They win it by six. It really wasn't that close. Bergen with the win over Southern Valley, 56-49. As St. Cecilia rolled comfortably, 67-50 over Harrington Cedar Catholic. Again, that game wasn't that close. And St. Cecilia will be on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9. Tomorrow, they'll have the 8:45 game over from the Sports Center. And Battle Creek and Bridgeport have not gotten a final in that one. At last report, Battle Creek led 38-35 at the end of the third quarter. That is not a final. We'll keep an eye on that. In Class D1, Bruning Davenport Chickley over Sutherland, 59-33. Next up for them will be Humphrey St. Francis, 62-53 winners over Clearwater Orchard in Class D1. Elsewhere in D1, Heartland will be taking on High Plains in the other semifinal. Heartland ends the season for Bloomfield, swarming the Bees, 65-46. And it was High Plains ending the season for Amherst, 60-42. In Class D2, Minotaur with a 53-52 win over Paxton. Next up for them will be Exeter Milligan, who ends the season for Wilcox-Hildreth, 49-40. Bertrand fought valiantly against Bancroft Rosalie, but the top seed did win, 51-44. And again, at last report, we had Riverside with the lead over Sacred Heart, 44-34 at the end of three quarters. So that's the action all day today across Lincoln and the Boys State Football Tournament. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the numbers, and we're still going to be talking with Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. We come back here to the Devaney Center right after this.
My name's Jerry Bumgardner. I'm with the Crossroads Rescue Mission in Hastings and Kearney. The Crossroads Center Rescue Mission is in need of donations. And right now, the greatest need at this time is perishable food, daily needs, toilet paper, soap, laundry detergent, any size donations. You know what? We can use it. If you want to drop off your donations to Crossroads, we're located at 702 West 14th in Hastings. God bless you for your donations to the Crossroads Center. Thank you from all of us.
Haney's Auto Sales of Hastings has a great selection of used pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and visit with Mike today for a good deal on your next car, truck, or SUV. If you don't have it, he can find it. Haney's has been serving Hastings and the surrounding area since 1962, so it's a name that you can trust. Haney's Auto Sales, located at 1007 South Elm Street in Hastings. Call 402-463-2636. Haney's Auto Sales, clearly meeting car buyers' needs for decades.
Hastings Physical Therapy, the standard for excellence in one-on-one care, is proud to offer Hastings' first and only on-site aquatic therapy pool, featuring state-of-the-art heated therapy pool technology with private locker rooms. Providers to Hastings College, The Danger, and South Central Nebraska. Make us your choice when you need physical therapy. Open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. and conveniently located next to Applebee's on Osborne Drive West. Visit HastingsPhysicalTherapy.com to tour all of our services or call 402-462-2665.
Val and Joel say let's make a deal on the best top quality late model vehicles around, like a 2013 Chevy Equinox LTZ all-wheel drive blue with 47,000 miles. Cash price special this week, $19,475 at Kirshner's Auto Corner, Hastings.
High school sports help build character and teaches teamwork, helping our students become successful and tomorrow's leaders. This is Bob at B&B Carpet and Donovan, hoping to see you supporting your local teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Let's check the numbers here. We'll begin first of all for Elkhorn South, led by their all-stater Johnny Trueblood, who finished with 20 points on the night. Jake Moraskin with 14. Justin Costello had 11. Michael Cardell with 8. Jace Patras with 5. Zane Anderson with 5. Trey Kinnaback with 4. Chad Carlos with 3. Sid Hoffman with 2. Garrett Streaks had a couple. Brady Bender with 2, Matt Slominski with 2 points. Unofficially, I had them shooting 28 of 49 from the field. That's at 57% on the night. They were 8 of 16 from behind the arc, so they shot 50% from 3-point range and were pretty good at the free throw line as well. 14 of 20 in the ball game, as again, Elkhorn South with a pretty comfortable 78-51 win here over Adams Central. For the Patriots, as we mentioned, they will end their season with a record now of 21-5. They were led by David Bolin, who finished with 20 points on the game. He did hit 3 3-pointers. Garrett Sittner, he finished with 11. Evan Lindblad had 10. So there were 3 Patriots in double digits tonight. Bolin with 20, Sittner with 11, Lindblad with 10. After that, really a lot of production fall off. Tyler Wormstead with 2, Dawson Eckhart with 2, Luke Goldenstein had a couple. Cale Bleak with 2, and Josh Pfeiffer hit 2 free throws, so he finished with 2 points in the ball game as well. Unofficially for Adams Central, 19 of 58, so they were shooting about 31-32% in the game. They were 6 of 28 from behind the arc. They shot 21% there, but they shot 28 3-pointers. One reason why they did not get to the free throw line very much, they shot pretty well from the line in the second half to finish 7 of 10 from the line. There was a stretch where they were only 1 of 4 in the first half. And again, they were outscored at the free throw line by Elkhorn South by 7 points. 14 of 20 was Elkhorn South. Adams Central finally got to the line late when the game was already decided, and they finished with 7 points from the line as well. Both teams, I had them even in terms of rebounding with 20 apiece, 16 turnovers for Adams Central. Many of those turned into buckets on the other end of the court because Elkhorn South really does a great job of scoring in transition as they're able to kind of turn over Adams Central, get things going, shooting the ball very effectively, shot over 60% from the floor most of the night, and they win it over Adams Central, a final of 78-51. Again, a reminder for you, you're listening to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians provide a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Still hoping to have a chance to talk with Zach Foster, head coach of Adams Central. We'll take another break and hopefully be back with the coach. We'll come back right after this.
The story behind the Goodwill store. My story is about my daughter, Laura, who lives with a developmental disability. I've seen her learn, grow, and blossom with the help of Goodwill. People living life to the fullest, accomplishing goals, and realizing dreams. What we all strive for. What Goodwill helps people do every day. Donate, shop, be part of the story.
Doing it right makes such a difference. Goodwill.
Life is definitely good for Laura.
Selecting the right insurance company is an important process, and there are many aspects to consider. Klein Insurance has many years of experience to back up their service, so you can be assured your investments are protected. Get your free no-obligation insurance quote on home, auto, business, farm, or crop insurance. Give yourself the peace of mind that so many clients already have with Klein Insurance. Klein Insurance, 710 South Burlington in Hastings. Insurance with service since 1959.
Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata proudly supports all the Adams Central athletes, teams, and coaches. Good luck in all your sports seasons. Stromer Land Leveling makes the land more productive by terracing, grading, moving that hill, or laying a culvert. Stromer Land Leveling has been serving Hastings, Juniata, and South Central Nebraska since 1957. More than 50 years of professional service and attention to detail. Call Daryl at 402-751-2567 or 461-8033. It's Stromer Land Leveling in Juniata.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products. Your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back here to the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Day one of the boys' state basketball tournament is essentially in the books. Only one game, not a final just yet. We just got a final in class of C2 or Battle Creek with the win over Bridgeport, 49-44. Next up for Battle Creek will be St. Cecilia. That'll be one of the two games that we have for you. That'll be here at the Devaney Center at 8:45 tomorrow night. St. Cecilia and Battle Creek, 8:45. Be on our sister station on Classic Hits, 98.9 FM, as, again, we'll have Storm Hockey for you tomorrow right here on the Breeze, 94.5. So, again, St. Cecilia, Battle Creek tomorrow night. Tip-off is scheduled for about 8:45, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station, Classic Hits, 98.9 FM. We'll also start the day bright and early on Classic Hits 98.9 with basketball. We'll be over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where Grand Island Central Catholic will be taking on Winnebago in what should be a great matchup. Winnebago very impressive early on against Wahoo as they won it 66-50. They'll be taking on the Crusaders. Again, that game is scheduled for 9 a.m. tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and we'll have it for you on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. So the very first game of the day will be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM in Class C1, GICC, taking on Winnebago. And the very last game of the night will be over right here at the Devaney Center as St. Cecilia will be taking on Battle Creek. And again, that'll be on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And hustling his way over here is going to be Zach Foster. We'll remind you that our coach's interview brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation. Ravenna Sanitation says, your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. And, Coach, you're a long ways away, and I appreciate the time come talking to us. It was just a night tonight where the South, they just kind of had everything going. They hit a lot of buckets on you.
Yeah, they did. And we knew coming in that, you know, Johnny is a handful. He's tremendous, and Costello is tremendous. And we knew as coaches, you know, if those other guys, if they're auxiliary players, came in and hit shots, it'd be tough for us. And they did. I mean, to those kids' credit, they stepped up. And, you know, I mean, I think the key to the game, obviously, in the second quarter is when Evan gets his third. I think it was like 27-21 mm-hmm. in the middle of the second, and they went on a big run, 18-19-1 run to finish the half. I thought that was key. And then some of those guys we talked about in the third quarter, when they're hitting shots, it's a lot easier to hit shots when they're up 18-19 points as opposed to in a tight game.
And you kind of got Evan in foul trouble because they were always in attack mode. I mean, they were always driving in to Evan and a couple of tough fouls for him to pick up.
Yeah, and then again, in scouting, I mean, everybody we talked to said that they're the best team we were going to see all year as far as transition. Everybody says that around Omaha, that they get from one end to the other quicker than anybody else, and Johnny's as quick as anybody with the ball. And so we prepared for it, but again, it's hard to simulate a guy like that in practice, and it's hard to simulate that kind of tempo.
And again, they got in a rhythm, and then when they started hitting shots, just everything, that is exactly their game, and everything kind of went in their direction at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, through the first, I thought we competed. I thought we answered the bell. Into the second, we were doing fine. And then again, and that's part of the game. I mean, you get a foul here or there, and we knew we had one major advantage we thought athletically, and it was Evan. And I thought you saw, again, nothing against our other guys, but especially when we were playing zone, when Evan was out of the game, it changed a lot of things just because he was our big advantage, we felt. And like I said, that's when they made their run, 29-10, looks like, in the second quarter. That's ball game, basically.
And you kind of saw David Boland kind of felt like offensively, especially with Evan out of there, he really kind of had to pick things up offensively for you guys.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Dave took a couple tough ones, but again, he's supposed to take some tough ones for us. So we trust him to make a lot of plays, and he made some big plays early. He had a couple tough shots to get us going. But in that run, I thought when Evan went out and they started getting a couple buckets on us, we kind of panicked on the other end, which you see sometimes one end carried to the other, and took a couple bad shots and kind of a little careless with it. I don't know what we were for turnovers, but it seemed like we had a lot of them in the second. Mm-hmm. And again, if you want to keep them out of transition, you have to score and not turn it over. And so we weren't scoring, and then we were turning it over, and it seemed like it was a track meet that last 2 or 3 minutes there of the second.
Yeah, and again, they just fed into their game and just kind of – it was the perfect storm. Sorry for the pun there, but it ends up being kind of the perfect storm as they played just one of their better games of the year, probably.
Yeah, and they're very, very good. And, I mean, again, not to be repetitive, but if you let them run and get in transition, they are phenomenal. I mean, every team I've talked to, again, has said you cannot let them run. And through a quarter, we were doing okay. But then again, I mean, the perfect storm as far as allowing them to run is turning the ball over where you can't get back, some guard-to-guard turnovers and some quick shots where we're not in rebounding position allowed them to really get out in transition.
You called a lot of timeouts during that stretch. Did you kind of get the sense that the guys were saying, oh, gosh, here it comes?
Yeah, and we were trying to keep us in it. We were trying to get to halftime close, and we were trying to manage Evan a little bit and see about when to get him off, when to get him on the floor. And for most of the second, we did a good job. And then at the end, again, it just kind of got out of hand.
Yeah, well, Zach, I'm sorry it ends this way, but great season.
Thank you very much.
All right, appreciate it. Zach Foster, the head boys basketball coach here for Adams Central as they fall a final of 78-51. We have one last break. We're going to take it. When we come back, we'll wrap everything up here from the Devaney Center right after this timeout.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well. With locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation.
Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center is a name known for quality, caring, and excellence. For now over a century, many families in this area have turned to Livingston Butler Vollen when their need was greatest. Today, more than ever, people are beginning to see the wisdom, logic, an economic advantage to pre-arranging a funeral. It means loved ones have more time to grieve and heal. Call Livingston Butler Vollen Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Hastings Museum's World War II bus tours have already sold out, but two new dates have just been added, April 19th and 25th. The package includes a bus tour of the Naval Ammunition Depot, downtown Hastings, and key housing districts established during the war. You'll also see D-Day 3D on Hastings Museum's super screen and enjoy a guided tour of their Naval Ammunition Depot exhibit. $30 for members, $40 for non-members plus tax. Space is limited. Call soon. More details at hastingsmuseum.org.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, welcome back here to the Devaney Center. We do have the last two games that have wrapped up. It's Riverside in Class D2 over Sacred Heart, 55-43. And in Class C2, as we mentioned, it was Battle Creek over Bridgeport, 49-44. Battle Creek, next up for them, will be a game 8:45 tomorrow, right here at the Devaney Center, as they'll be taking on St. Cecilia, and we'll have that game for you on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And tomorrow morning, bright and early, 9 a.m. over at Pinnacle Bank Arena, it'll be Winnebago taking on Grand Island Central Catholic again on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. We'll have that game for you at 9 a.m. Pregame will start around 8:50 in the morning on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, a tough one here for the Adams Central Patriots, as they fought hard, but again, just a great shooting night for Elkhorn South as they played their game and played it the way that they had it down to perfection. It's Elkhorn South with a 78-51 win over Adams Central, ending the Patriots season at now 21-5 on the year. I'm Randy Bushcutter. For our engineer back in the studios, Brad Beam. Thanks so much for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.
KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney, The Breeze, 94.5.